Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Hi, I was wondering if you could help me out with something.
Okay, do you have your account number? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. You're breaking up.
Sorry?
You're breaking up. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. That's what I'm a little confused on. So all I have is the confirmation email.
Okay, that should have your account number on it. It should be an 11-digit number ending in 001.
Ending in 001, you said?
Usually it'll end in 001 unless you have more than one account.
Okay. Not seeing.
Should be a customer number or a confirmation number. It should be either on the email or in the subject box. But it's an 11-digit number.
I'm seeing an order number.
Okay, what's the order number?
9-0-0-0-0-3-1-8-2-1.
Okay. And what's the name and address on the order?
It should be Andrew Sanders, 13425 Purple Sage Drive, Victorville, California, 92392.
Okay. I do have the order pulled up. And how can I help you with the order today?
Just a lot of confusion on it. So this is the only email I've gotten for it. And my brother, I guess, who has an account under Austin Sanders, he got an email stating that the items were shipped. So I'm
okay.
kind of...
The name on this order is Austin Sanders. And... it looks like here the email address is mrbumpyahs@gmail.com.
Okay.
So it was sent to that email because that was the account that it was ordered under.
Okay, that's what I'm a little confused on, because I placed the order under a different email, and he got the email as far as stating that the items were shipped, and I've been reading the different messages on the website stating, you know, you're going to get the confirmation and it may say departed and all that. And that I all understand. I'm just trying to figure out how I placed the order and it still ended up under his name on his account.
Only way that would have been is if he was maybe logged in at the time that you, like if he had an account and was logged in at the time that you placed the order. Or if you have autofill, if like his information was like on the autofill section when you're putting in your information on the order, that would be the only reason that I could see it would be doing that.
Okay, because we're still trying to figure out where the items even are, because they were supposed to be for his birthday and then he got the email, so it kind of, he knows they're coming now.
It looks like here that the order is shipped. It shipped out on the 22nd to the warehouse. It was picked up on the 23rd. Let's see here. Currently, it's still with the shipping carrier. It's but it hasn't been updated at this time. It said that there are gaps in between since they're delayed in processing and delivery. There are some gaps and delays with the tracking. So since it was shipped on the 23rd, they do ask that you usually it's 7 to 14 shipping days to receive an order. But they do ask that you at least give them at least 21 days. And if you haven't received it by then we can reship the order. So if you have not received it by the 16th of March, then we can go ahead and reship it out. But the order seems to be en route with the carrier right now.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. You have a great rest of your night.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.